Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're live here once again for Honor E3 2018 content, and you guys announced something pretty big for Honor. You could tell us, the listeners and the viewers, what is it about?
Yeah, so we just announced a massive update coming this October called Marching Fire, with a new faction, the Wulin, with four new fighters, a new game mode called Breach, which is all about sieging a castle, and a lot of other improvements to Honor, new lighting system, and more announcement to come with a new single player activity, etc. But that's for later.
So for now, let's talk about the new characters. Now, before you mention the name of the character and stuff, how do you guys come up with the concept of choosing the right character for the game? Is it based on feedback from the listeners? Is it more on you guys doing research on different times from back in the days and stuff? Like how that works for the team?
So the most important part for us when we do a character is the weapon. It all starts with the weapon and then with the martial art that will be used with that weapon. Mm-hmm. And so that's why for the new faction, we came with China, with the Wulin. It's because we were looking for a faction that can have a large diversity, in terms of weapons, mm-hmm. and also in terms of martial art culture. And guess what? China is pretty high on that list.
Cool. So, I know you want to say anything about like the names of each of the characters that you could choose.
So we're releasing four new fighters. So we have the Qiandi, which is the Royal Guard, is the vanguard of the Wulin, is using the Dao, which is a really big sword with a large blade. We have the Shaolin using the staff with a lot of kung fu moves. And then we have two other characters that we will reveal in more detail a little bit later, but it's the Nuxia that is using hook sword, mm-hmm. and the Zheng Jun that is using a big spear called the Guan Dao.
What about this new game mode?
Breach.
By the way, we played it. It was competitive. Breach. Very competitive.
Breach.
Intense.
Yeah. So intense.
Yeah.
I think Breach is the biggest mod we've ever done. We wanted to achieve two things with Breach. First, we wanted to do a game mode that was more based on a strategical aspect. So a bigger depth in strategies, more things to do, more ingredients, but also where the team composition matter more. So like you have good heroes that will be good at escorting Durham. You will have other heroes that will be better at scouting or at finishing players and things like that, where the fit selection also matter more, etc. So a strategical game mode that will be really good in competitive. And the other thing we try to achieve with Breach is really to fulfill the fantasy of attacking and defending a castle, which we did a bit in the story mode, but we haven't done yet on the multiplayer part of the game.
Yeah, like I was saying, it was getting really competitive, man, in our matches. Like, honestly, when we started as, I think, the defenders. We had to defend the castle, but it was actually a lot of fun, man. So I think what's important is communication with both teams, right?
Yeah, it's a game mode where team communication matters a lot. So you have to split your efforts. You need a part of the team that is focused on the ram, either defending it or escorting it. You have another part of the team that needs to nail the ram parts to defend the archers or capture the archer points. You have the cauldron usage. You can use the ballista. You can use a flag banner that could shield your ram or your gate. You have a lot of things to do in that game mode.
Now, with all this new content, besides the new characters, new game mode, it's also bug fixes too, or like how?
It's the biggest update we will have ever done on Forner. So yes, there is the biggest new game mode we've ever done. And I think this game mode has really the potential to become the new flagship of Forner. That's what we're trying to achieve here. So mm-hmm. it's not just a new game mode. We want it to become the new Forner main game mode. Four new heroes in one delivery. We've never done that before since we launched the game. Graphical update, huge graphical update. A lot of different things we can't speak about yet. And yes, improvement. And yes, dialogue system, more narration. A lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So Yes, there is a new dialogue system for each character. So now each character has their own personality with their own backstory. And that really translates in the way they will speak on the battlefield. They will, when you will taunt your opponent, when you will finish your opponent, or even when you just lock on a specific character, some lines will trigger and will give more depth to each character. Mm-hmm. Also, we are making some improvements to the tutorial system with an addition to the arena, what we call the hero tactics, that allows you to go in much more depth and detail into the fight style of each characters. Mm-hmm. And yes, a lot of it's really a big update.
So with the new characters versus the old characters, how you guys manage to balance it out so it could no character will take advantage of the other ones, especially with the new ones?
So in terms of when we create new characters and then how we balance, we after years of developing the game, then being live for more than 18 months, we have polished and refined that that process. Mm-hmm. And now basically where we start, it's we start inside the team, of course, with a design, a vision, a weapon, etc. But quickly we have workshops with the community where we bring players to Montreal for a full week where they get to play new content where it's when it's at an early stage, and we collect feedback on that. Then those people, we actually have a private Discord with them. And we continue the discussion because no, they know. So, of course, they're under NDA, non-disclosure agreement. They can't speak about what they see. And when they're aware of what we're doing, we can continue, the team can continue the discussion. So any designer on the team has access to that Discord and they can discuss with those guys. And then we continue to keep them updated with what we're doing because we're pushing them, what we are pushing them builds on Uplay. So what we call Rift, Rapid Iterative Fight Test. So it's private test version of the game, where we make some improvements to balancing or where we have new characters or new modes, etc. And they get access to those servers and we play with them and we collect their feedback on during those session. And creating a build like that takes us less than a week. So basically, it's that iteration with those people in the community that we do in order to make sure that when we release the content, it's as balanced as we can before actually getting to a much more broader audience.
During the last interview that we had, you said, I was like, hey, give the listeners and viewers some hints on what's the announcement. And you said that it was like one of the most requested things for you guys for in the game. So you guys learned a lot from the gamers itself, like them giving you feedback and requests and stuff. But doesn't it get a little bit challenging too? Like, okay, what should we do this? Should we not? Like, isn't it get challenging for you guys though?
It's part of the process. I think we needed some time at the beginning to know how we can handle that feedback because there are a lot of suggestions. Mm-hmm. And we have a plan also. We have a roadmap, a long-term roadmap. We know where we want to go, but we don't want to be close to player suggestions. So we have to nourish our plan and our roadmap with player suggestions. So we will prioritize the ones that go more in the same direction than where we want to go. And now we have part of our production process that's called the improvement production process, where we really take into account player feedback. We create new tasks for the team that are sent to the team, and they have specific sprints where they only work on those type of tasks that are coming from the community.
So for those who are right now at E3, what is it that going to for them like available to play demo wise of this?
So if you're on the floor at E3, you will be able to play Dominion, but in maps with some pretty major graphical enhancements. And you will be able to play two of the new Wulin character, the Chen-Di and the Shaolin. And if you're not attending E3, but you're at home and you want to play For Honor, well, if you have a PC in Uplay, you can download For Honor, the starter, the PC starter edition for free on Uplay. It's yours for the whole week.
Awesome, man. So for more
details, you get to keep it.
Yes, for sure, man. So for more details about For Honor and also like, well, actually, if there's any release date, what you guys are planning to release is?
So it's released mid-October, the 16th of October.
Awesome. Ah, there you go. That's awesome.
And players will be able to play this summer also part of the content we're showcasing at press, so Breach Mode and the new Chinese heroes on a test version.
Oh, actually, my last question, which one is so far out of the two characters, which one is your favorite and why for you?
For me, it's more the Chen-Di because it's closer to my play style. Yeah. Even if I love the Shaolin backstory and all, the Chen-Di right now, I love how he plays because I'm a Kensei player and he's quite close to it. So I love that character.
And you?
We did not rehearse that, but actually I prefer the Shaolin. And it's not, I love his fight style, etc., but there is a little detail that the character team did on the character in terms of animation. It's all the work and effort they put into the staff and how the staff bend when the character waves it around or when it hits something, etc. All that detail really touched my artistic art, I think.
I forgot to ask you about Shaolin because, you know, that was my first character that I picked. But looking at it, I noticed it was like a lot of tattoos and stuff. Yeah. What are the meaning of the tattoos?
So basically, that's part of the backstory. The idea is that there has been a constant civil war in China since the cataclysm, so hundreds of years of infight, etc. There is that faction, the Wulin, that is starting to take over China. But because of those civil war, a lot of monasteries get burnt and there's been some disaster, etc. And the monastery of that Shaolin monk, it's called Wei, got destroyed and burned during the civil war. And so basically he's the only survivor and he tattooed the prayer of his order on his body in order to never forget them.
That's cool. That's very awesome.
That's the story of the game.
All right, but guys, good luck. Thanks for inviting us. It was a lot of fun. It was very challenging and I had a blast playing it.
Thank you very much.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.